In today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam tells us he's struggling with the fist bumps and the forearm touches that COVID has started. What he needs to do is shake your hand.
A firm squeeze, but not too firm. About a 4 on a scale of 5. Pump up and down twice, maybe 3 times. Relax. Square your shoulders and face the person. Make eye contact. Smile. This is how I've taught my children to shake hands. While you're shaking, I tell them, say, good to meet you, or nice to meet you. Remember this stuff, I say. Handshakes matter. They say a lot. The handshake ritual lasts about 5 or 6 seconds, and that short moment shapes a lot of impressions about someone. And while this may not be fair, my 50-plus years of living has taught me that the cues from a handshake offer pretty good insight into the person connected to that hand. These COVID fist bumps or touching elbows offers none of the same information. Here's what I notice. How eager are they to shake? Too eager? That's a greedy politician about to ask for something they haven't earned. Avoid the handshake? That's low self-confidence, not a go-to person. Is it a fingers-only shake? A fingers-only shaker, male or female? Well, my goodness. The impressions made by a fingers-only shaker last forever, and none of them are good. Do they pull me towards them to show dominance and superiority, or do they squeeze too hard? Both of these are people trying to hide a fragile ego. These people are usually easy manipulatable, and you wonder who their puppet master is. Do they square their shoulders when we shake? That's self-confidence. I like that. Do their face and their voice mirror their words when they say, nice to meet you? If yes, they're living in the moment. They're truly present. I like that too. Do they put their left hand on top of yours? That's patronizing, treating me like I'm of a lower station, and that their handshake should be the highlight of my day. Is the hand muscular, calloused, maybe from a gym, from working in their yard or their garden, in a warehouse or a farm? A hard, calloused hand tells me they know physical work and, likely, no humility. The most arrogant people I've ever met all had soft, fleshy hands. Without these cues, I'm helpless to form an opinion of others. I know I shouldn't judge, but heck, my assessments of other people based on their handshakes work. Now when I meet people, it's like I'm blindfolded in a blacked-out room with my hands tied around my back, bouncing off walls, not knowing what to think. Are you a hard worker? Are you self-confident? Do you have insecurity or esteem issues? Do you have a puppet master? I don't know. I can't shake your hand. Handshakes matter. And if you and I meet someday, I'll do whatever you want as a greeting. If you give me the choice, though, I'm going to want to shake your hand. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app, or find them on Facebook.